Kwazwai, Buri ya Zimbabwe. Ndino mkamchira mchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Uhlelo The Connection lilami Mike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle, mtswakazo muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, a Voice of America, and today is Tuesday, the 26th of November, 2019. Mtswakazo muhle, muri Zimbabwe. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, welcome, Zimbabwe, muhle mune chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami Mike Hove, aka Big Mike. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, and today is Tuesday, the 26th of November, 2019. Tonight on The Connection, tubatanyaya inenge yashunguruza vanhukadzi worldwide, pasi rose, abantu abesifazana. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence campaign that kicked off worldwide yesterday. Zimbabwe joins the rest of the world in celebrating the campaign, which, according to the United Nations, was started in 1991 by activists of the inaugural Women's Global Leadership Institute. Now, the campaign itself was used as an organizing strategy by organizations that come from different parts of the world as a tool to call for the prevention and elimination of violence against women and girls. Now, to understand the seriousness and the depth of this issue, not just worldwide, but if we zone down to Zimbabwe as a nation, I decided, you know what, it's necessary for me to do a little research, only to find out that according to the United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, one in every three Zimbabwean women aged 15 to 49 in Zimbabwe have experienced physical violence. I repeat, one in every three women in Zimbabwe aged 15 to 49 in Zimbabwe have experienced physical violence. One in every four women have experienced sexual violence since the age of 15. Bear in mind, women in Zimbabwe generate the majority of the population in the country, approximately 52%, if not more. In fact, there are several incidences within the past 2 years that have happened in Zimbabwe that have occurred in the public eye or that the public know about. The first one that we're about to highlight to you is that of famous comedian Samantha Kurea. Most of you know her as Gonyet, who was abducted and beaten early on this year for her skits, her work that is known to criticize government. Let's take a look.
They dragged me out of the car and made me to sit in the water. It was cold water. That is saying you're mocking the government, you're too young to mock the government. Your clips, you're mocking the government. So they started beating me. I was told to roll in the water, I was forced to drink sewage. I'm in pain. Yeah, I'm in pain. But I'm getting better, I'm getting medication. I had X-rays, they are normal, no fractures. So, but I'm in pain. Yeah. We are in danger. We are in danger. Because I can imagine six strong armed men coming for just one comedian. As in, I can put it on a lady for that matter. It makes things worse that not. We are in danger.
Zimbabwe Muhle, that was Samantha Kurea, a.k.a. Gonyet, who was explaining her ordeal that she went through in August, not so long ago. Now, she was giving us an account of her experiences whereby, like I mentioned earlier on, she was abducted and she was beaten. Now, throughout this program, Zimbabwe Muhle, we're going to be playing other videos whereby other women are going to be giving their ordeals, explaining what exactly happened to them as we discuss and tackle the campaign itself of 16 days of gender-based violence. Now, as we move on with our program, I'm looking to hear from you, abalaleli bethu, our loyal listeners. So if you're looking to join us tonight on The Connection, you can either text me on WhatsApp on +1202-465-0318. You can call us live on air on +1202-619-2077. Now, for our radio listeners, we're also broadcasting live as we speak on 909 medium wave frequency 4930-15460 Konanjalo 13860 kilohertz short wave. On the internet, for our internet lovers, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and of course www.voaindebele.com. So ngenani kuhlelo umthakazo muhle phinda imchirongwa no wandu wenyu tinzo maundu renyu nyaya tinayo nasi mchirongwa 16 days of activism against gender based violence makatirira chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki chirongwa The Connection muineni maikove.
Hey, hola, Davico, Hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Thank you, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1202-465-0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
Imali yekolo ingoma yeka DJ Skyver. Tinotenda zvikuru munhu wese ari kupinda muchirongwa. Nyaya yatinayo nasi muchirongwa tikubata nyaya ye 16 days of activism against gender based violence. Ndikutoona kuti vanhu vatotanga kupinda muchirongwa. Kunosinini kupe uti watching you live from Johannesburg Midrand. How's Johannesburg? Uvusimuzi Ndlovu uti Big Mike labalaleli. Hello Brandlovu uskipan. Christopher Gumbo ari kuti mukoma Mike. Aiwa mukoma Christopher zviri kuhamba here. Grant Elisha arikuti hanzi watching you live from Dambwe for Kaugule Wamkulu in Lilongwe Malawi. Ingwa tirikwese. Robert arikuti hi Big Mike irikubvuma kuno ku Pretoria kuriseko ku Pretoria uko. Philip arikuti watching you from Midlands kuriseko ku Midlands. Freeman Singani arikuti tirikubatai zvakanaka pa Monash University Johannesburg ku South Africa. Ngoma ndiko kwandakadzidza neniwo. Aiwa tinofara kuona kuti navo vechidiki varipo pachirongwa. Prince Mchenja to watching you live from Mozambique. Hanzi Aiwa Zurku Hamba Ereku Mozambique. Stuart Mapisa to Big Mike, how are you? Mkoma Stuart and Ripbo. Aiwa Tinigati request Genevia Makuaza Aruta. Hi Big Mike, we're watching you from Western Cape, South Africa. Kuriseko Western Cape. And then Chau Kem Lilo is saying, watching you from Cape Town in the house. Dumelang Tate Leison, Botswana Khaberon. Oka in Tate Leison Nate Teng. Nyaya tinayo mgango, nasi mchirongwa Zimbabwe mose, nasi tirikubata nyaya ye 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Asiboneni kuti abantu vatine makasini etu, ku VOA Ndebele uti, Vusi Mpofu uti, Mike, how are you doing, brah? I'm good. I ekisbaye khuye, ndribo, I am happy, ni sharp, bravusi. Prince Mpofu uti, upiska Mpofu, nyakolisa Mpofu, uti give good evening, watching you from Johannesburg, kunjani Goli, umakumalo la yukone eselweni, uthi hello everyone, makumalo njani, uthabisani ncube ukhona la ehlelweni, uthi lishona njani, ayiwa ayi thina siphilile ncube unjani. So utabona ukho nekutwini namhla uhlelo mthwaka komuhle Zimbabwe omuhle. We're discussing nyaya ye 16 days of activism against gender based violence. Now early on I was giving a little some fun facts about the topic. Now let me give you more facts as we await my guest to join me. Early on I mentioned kuti 52% of the population in Munyika is vanukazi. This formulates over 7 million people who are affected by gender based violence in the country. The theme of this year's campaign is Orange the World, Generation Equality Stands Against Rape. Now, as we progress through the program, you're going to understand more as we unpack this theme. Now, according to the Zimbabwe Demography and Health Survey, one in every four women, because this is a serious thing, one in every four women in Zimbabwe experience sexual violence, njalo, one in every three women who are aged 15 to 49 have experienced physical violence since the age 15. Now, asizweni ukuthi ugesi wami oqalayo ongenayo kuhlelo yena uthini Phachirongwa thabathathu papinda stabile dewa yena ndiye guest wangu wokuthanda ari kupinda Muchirongwa. Stabile, welcome to the program. Sizwa, how are you doing?
Thank you. How are you, Zimbabwe?
We're great. How are you feeling today?
No, I'm all right.
Now, nyaya tinayo nasi mgango, Stabile, we're discussing the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. This seems to be a big deal worldwide. The United Nations has made sure that the world understands the depth of it. Early on, I was giving people some figures of how serious it is in Zimbabwe. But I'd like to hear from you, the ladies themselves, what it means, what this campaign means, and how serious the issue is. Could you break that down for us?
Okay, thank you. This year, 16 days of activism against gender-based violence has been commemorated under the same generation equality, hashtag not to rape. It's zeroing in on cases of rape against women and girls in the world, and it comes at an opportune time in Zimbabwe where we are receiving very alarming cases of women and girls who are being raped on a daily basis every hour, something that is very unfortunate. And it also comes at a time when we experience very traumatic experiences in the country in January 2019, where we had women, close to 20 women, who were raped by members of the army during the January protest. Mm-hmm. So it is an opportunity to remind the government that we are still clamoring for justice for the women who were raped, to say the time is nigh for the government to bring to book the perpetrators of such heinous acts in Zimbabwe, because such acts of sexual violence against women has no room in a modern Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Now, Stabile, as we progress with the discussion, you mentioned incidences that happened in January, and there are other incidences early on. We played a video of Gonyet, who also went through her ordeal. Is anything being done to address some of these instances?
Yeah, there are efforts that have been done, of course, by civil society, by the church, by the police themselves, but I believe that more needs to be done. It is not the responsibility of the police only to bring these perpetrators to book, but it is the responsibility of every Zimbabwean to make sure that we create an environment that is safe for each and everyone to feel comfortable in. And it is very sad that I think one of the reasons why we are in this situation is has also to do with the economic condition that we find ourselves in. Mm-hmm. Girls are being forced into relationships that under normal circumstances they wouldn't agree to. They are being forced because of circumstances. They need to bring food on the table. Sometimes women, they have to sell their bodies, and at the end of the day, sometimes they are raped by men who do not even pay for the services. And we have received cases of women who are being raped whilst waking up in the wee of the morning, trying to go and fetch water in urban areas, something that is really unheard of in the history of Zimbabwe, to record cases of women and girls being sexually violated because they are looking for water. So I feel more really needs to be done, especially by the police, by men and boys. We need to continue raising awareness amongst communities that we need to respect women, we need to respect girls, and perpetrators really have to be brought to justice. And I, for one, would want to recommend a mandatory sentence for people who sexually abuse others, because I think it will act as a deterrent to the offenders.
Mm-hmm. Stabilele kani bata pamuromo ntange ndatora muterere ndodzoka ndaudzwa kuti ungori nesu for 15 minutes saka regai ndikurumidza ndotora muterere ndodzoka kwauri handisi.
Okay.
All right, Zimbabwe Motion, that was Stabile Dewa. Yena she is the director of WALP. Asizweni kuti umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo mutere ari pinda pachirongwa ndiani ari popa rinare. Kola kola mutereri ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa ari popa rinare ndiani.
Tainos.
Mukoma Tainos zviri kuamba.
Ziri kufamba muri pei?
Aiwa tiri bomu, muri kutifonera muri kupi?
Ndifona ndiri kugokwe.
Kuri sei kugokwe mukoma?
Ugokwe kune hai kuri raiti zvako.
Tiudzewo maonero enyu mukoma Tainos pamusoro penyaya yatinayo nhasi muchirongwa. Vanhukadzi vari kuti aiwa taneta nguva yasvika yekuti munhu wese arespekte kodzero dzavo.
Vanhu vaneta, vakadzi vanongoshungurudzwa. Nyangwe pakaita zvimademonstrations zvei, nyangwe tikaranongorohwa izvi pane umwe akaro wakabvunika gumbo. Saka unotoshaya kuti zvotaurwa neumene zvine zvezvitika zvacho zvakatosiyana. Hapanenge aiti vanhu vanofanira kuti vakadzi vasingashungurudzwe, but zvinoitika zvacho zvinezvezvichiitaurwa neurume nezvinoita pagraund hazvakatosiyana zvisingamboiti.
Zvino mukoma Trinos, imi sevanhurume, what are you doing kuitira kuti mubatsirewo vanhukadzi sezvo navo vari kurwa vachiti aiwa kodzero dzavo dziri kumbunyikidzwa kazhinji nevanhurume?
Ya, tinomboedza zvinezvine zvimaclub zvati tichiita, tichimboedza vanhu vachitaurira machionesana saka toita sei, saka zvizhinji zvacho kune vamwe vatichitomboudzawo tichiedza kubatsirana kuti tingaite sei kuti kodzero dzevanhu dzitadziriswe zvakanaka, dziremekedzwe.
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Trinos, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma. Handiti kandai mazonyo pedzira
maita basa, ndinotenda zvikuru, murambe muchibatawo.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Alright, Chavazo Moshe, that was a umnumzana uTrinos use gokwe yena uti hai kukakachekile ngempela uti even amadoda labo kuthiwa hai ngempela you must fight alongside abantu besifazana ukuze amalungelo abo ahlonitshwe. Lithini ngodaba lukhona ekutwini Zulu kandaba? Ngenani kuhlelo +12024650318 WhatsApp +12026192077 ukuze lingene lani lingangixhuma ecingweni. Let's go back to uStabile sizwe ukuthi uStabile yena uthini. Stabile, are you still on the line? Tombo taura nerurimi rwaamai. Mamuchitsanangura muchiti nyaya yemamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika ndichowo chimwe chiri kuita kuti kodzero dzevanhukadzi uyezve dzevasikana dzimbunyikidzwe munyika. Ndachikumbira kuti muendere mberi muchitsanangura zvinji.
Izvozvo chaizvo, mukatarisa izvozvo, munyika muna magesi, munyika muna mvura, munyika muna mari, munyika hamuna muna chikafu chaicho chaicho. Mukatarisa mamanja pfuura, kune makesi dzakatobva even kumayunivhesiti chaiko chaiko, ekuti vasikana vari kumbunyikidzwa kodzero dzavo vachinzi ndakuigira mvura torara tese. Zvino zvinhu zvisingafanange zvichiitika munyika yedu yeZimbabwe. And pamwe pacho mukatotarisa even vakadzi vaivaya vatinoti masex workers pachirungu, vamwe vacho vari kutorepwa nevarume, bhosi varume vacho vamwe havachakwanisi kuafodha kubhadhara vakadzi ava, saka havatauri chokwadi kuti havana mari. Vanozoti kana vapedza votoita bhaiginya, vozoti mari yacho hatina. Zvakare izvozvo kumbunyikidzwa kwemarights evanhu. Saka inene ndinobhilivha kuti dai situation yemuZimbabwe yanga ikanaka, munhu wemunhu achizvishandira uchiti ukashandawo mari yawapo hainokwana, dai tinga kuti zvaitobatsira in terms of kurejusa macases violence against women, sexual violence against women. Totarisa zvakare nyaya dzemamarital rape, izvo zvekuti vakadzi vari kurepwa mumamarriages mavo, mekuti because kurara some relationship chida consent mese kuti bvumirana kuti zvatinoda kuita but nenyaya kuti zvinhu hazvisi kufamba vanhu vanenge vane stress there are a lot of issues zviri kuita nyaya dzemental health care chaidzo sano zvinhu zvinozopesa zvoti vanhu vakumbunikidzana pamwe pacho nenge usiriwo mumudzi but unongopesera wakutofoswa and ndambotaura futi nyaya yepolitical violence chaidzo chaidzo mbuti chioti kana ichitaura nyaya dzegender based violence tinokanana violence iri kuitirwa mafemale political activists and my human rights defenders. Iyo itoriyo futi violence yatinotokondema yekuti kana vanhu vachida kuexercise ma rights avo as enshrined by the constitution vanopinda vachirohwa vachityorwa makumba kubvira kuna 2008 kune madzimai akarepwa nemabhodhagezi vamwe vakarepwa nemasoja but up until now hapana kana munhu akambosungwa vanhu vane vana vemusango vamwe vakazodzwa zvirwere but hapana munhu akambosungwa nenyaya dzematongerwo enyika tosarisa muna January 2019 kunyanya wakaibva kutosvika 1920 vakarepwa zvakare kunyanya muHarare kune masoja but hapana kana munhu wani akambosungwa saka isusu sevaupi zvinotinetsa bo zvinotadzisa madzimai kupinda mune nyaya dzematongerwo enyika mukaisanisa mastatistics edu muzimbabwe madzimai ari kupinda mapositions of authority vashomanana vari kutadziswa nenyaya dzekuti vanhu vakada kuenda kumapolitical parties kwavo kumarali vamhanyiswa vakada kuenda kunomacha mutauni varirohwa vatyorwa makumbo zvinhu zvisingatarisi kunge zvichiitika pamutemo.
Now ndambobvunzawo mumwe mutereri vatrainos vambopindawo navo ndachida kuhwisisa saka I'm hoping you can also break it down a little further. How important is it for men to work alongside women on an issue like this? Vari kubatsira here vari munyika yakafanana nezimbabwe.
If we raise awareness amongst women only, women and girls, we are talking to ourselves. We need them to bring the perpetrators and potential perpetrators and what we call male champions for gender equality. Once we face the importance of respecting each other, of respecting my women's rights, both Jinotangira at the lowest level, chaiko, even which koro, chaiko. Right now, as well, we can see a program, I sent in Ayokunyanga, Nikwam Kaisa, Nyanzuro. Nanhasi tichiengeja vana vakomana kubvira kuprimary school yatinoti ishu yesocialization yaya tikakudza vakomana vana vedu vasingarespekti madzimai ndopazvinotangira ipapo vachifugura vana vasikana hembe ndopazvinotangira kakusarespekta mudzimai munhu anofanira kungoziva kuti kana munhu ati no no means no. So kutoraise awareness more kuvarume vanzwisise kuti mudzimai miri wake mudzi wake and zvakakosha kumurespekta and unofanira kusika consent kuti ndozvandinoda kuita munhu obvuma kana kuti oramba haufanira kuzvifoseredza pamunhu kana asingadi zvakafanira nemakesi zvekunzi ana baba vanobata vana vane ma2 years zvibvaro chiicho chocho. So we need to raise awareness even mumachurches chaimo chaimo ndokuva mungatasa machurches akawanda kumapostori kunobva makeses akawanda nevana vari kubatwa chibharo nevabereki vavo kana kuti nemaguidance avo. So it is really important to bring men on board and understand the implications because it's not only about raping a person and it ends there. It is about the psychological and mental problems that then come after the act that then affect the girl child or the women. We have had so many cases of women and girls committing suicide because of such unfortunate incidences. So it's really important that we start with one man at a time. We talk even kuti Zimbabwe tinogara kumachurches kuzvikoro mumabhazi let's speak against gender-based violence, especially this year to concentrate on the ills of rape in our communities.
Aiwa takunzwa here ka nditore umwe mutereri dzendo dzoka kwamuri handiti.
Okay.
All right, so ngezwe kuti ngilo munyu mlalele ongenayo kuhlelo ndikunzwa kuti ne umwe mutereri ari kupinda muchirongwa eva innocent. Mukoma innocent zviri kuhamba.
Mukoma Ivan.
Aiwa ndimukoma Mike ari pachirongwa mukoma Ivan zva aiwa vasipana. Ah mushe mushe kuri seiko muri kufonda muri kupi mukoma innocent?
Ndiri pa South Africa pa Durban haupina mujobheni.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nekutifondera muri kusouth Africa. South Africa ndiyo imwe nyika yanetsa zvikurusa panyaya iyoyo yegender based violence. Patove nemacases akawanda vakadzi vachichema vachiti pana nhingirikini aurawa nenyaya iyoyo yokuti haiwa pamwe akanyima umwe murume bonde pane makesi zakawanda apo vanhu kadzi vari kuita zvokuurawa nenyaya iyo yegender based violence. Tiudzewo maonero enyu pamusoro penyaya iyoyo.
Murumuro mutakatika zvinonyanyoitika especially mumakadzi vaya vanoita zvichiprostitute ndomu vazvinonyanyoitika. Unongoenda nemunhu wausina zivo waungosangana naye nhasi inge zvinhu zviri risk pane munhu haungongoendi nemunhu wausina zivo. Tochitadza kuri kwedu kumusha kuZimbabwe ndikutora seproblem iyo kutokonzereswa nehurumende yedu chaichaya pakutanga because havasi kuremekedza kodzero dzevanhu kadzi. Ibve makaisa vhidhiyo yemusi last week mudzimai airohwa bhutsu iyoyo nemupurisa. Handione kuti zvinopa chiremerera kana kuti zvinokuvana chikora vanenge vachikura vachiona zvinhu zvakadaro zvichiitwa nehurumende. Saka handitarise kuti tingava nedzidzo yakanaka kuvana vedu vari kukura vechinyika
zvino. Imi sevanhurume pane zvamuri kuita here kuita kuti mubatsire vanhukadzi kuitira kuti kodzero dzavo dziremekedzwe?
Isusu zveduwo tine magrups atinenge tichiita kana zvepata redu richiti truck drivers nenguva tinombotaurawo one on one tichimbotaurawo kuti no guys mukadzi anofanira kubatwawo zvakanaka. Munana pakuti especially manetsana nemudzimai mosvika pakuti mite zvemaoko nemukadzi. Mukadzi iwo anoda kutodiridzirwa kuti riite mashizha ari green. Saka wanaa kuri dambo rabazi rere rinobva raoma. Saka ndiyo zvinhu zvatinge tichingoudzanaudza nomusha Mwari.
Saka nemaonero enyu zviri kubatsira here nekuti vakadzi vari kuendera mberi vachingochema chema mungoma?
Kubatsira kwazvo ndiona zvinotinetsei mukoma wangu. Ipapo zvinotinetsei kubatsira kwazvo zvinoda kutisedera nemunhu pate zvakona murume nemudzimai wawo naye kuti umubatewo zvakanaka. Woziva kuti mudzimai haasi munhu anoita zvimao zvenhara, asi munhu wenharo adzimai ava vanhu vanyoro ive mukutaura kwavo nemukunetsana wakandonyarara. Saka unoona mukudhakwa umu especially anodhakwa vazhinji ava ndiwo marina anoona maproblem anonyanya anonyanyira maproblem ekuru nokudzanyira vamadzimai. Saka kubatsirika kwazvo kwazvingatoita magavenment edu ese acho aya especially edu rekuzimbabwe ndianonyokurudzira zvangu vanokurudzirawo mapurisa even vachirohwa varohwa vari varume nekungoaro vakadzi ava unorova paita mukadzi pamudzimai japo paungapati paungoti apa paunge achingarove inoshaondepapi semurume wepurisa rakakika mukadzi rakapfeka hembe chena dambo rokumutyora gombo avhidhiyo yendakaita kanonzwa nechirwadziwa chaizvo murume wamunhukadzi. Saka ndinotinetsei mukoma wangu. Saka ndinokumbira government magavenment ese amire chaizvo chaizvo panyaya iyi.
Haiwa
achitisapotawo noti ungatiti isusu segaimetinogavheni pasa mutemo wakatosingarara chaizvo chaizvo kuti mukadzi hashungurudzwe.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka vainnocent, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma.
Aiwa ndotenda kana ndapinda muchirongwa
right. So zuluka ndaba ndiyamuzwa umnumzana uInnocent osandikungena kuhlelo yena ukhona nge eDurban. Uyasho ngempela uInnocent ukuthi into yokuqala ngimbuzile ngathi Innocent wena njengendoda are you doing anything uze uthuthukise abantu abesifazana around you uzame labo ulawe ukubavikela ukuze kuhlonitshwe ilungelo labo. Yena uInnocent wathi ngempela bona njengama truck drivers bayenza ama groups abo bayaxoxisana njengamadoda and they're figuring out ways ukuze babone ngani abantu abesifazana ilungelo labo selingahlonitshwa. Let's go back to Stabile Dewa Siklete. Lo Stabile bese sithatha umunye guest wami ungenayo kuhlelo. Stabile uchilupo parinare. Mzare Dewa uchilupo parinare.
Yes.
Okay, now let me wrap up with you and then move over to the next guest since you said you only had a limited amount of time. Now, as we wrap up our conversation, I know that you mainly focus on the activist world and the political world. Some people have tried to, I guess, push for women to be more involved in politics as a means towards, you know, curbing gender-based violence. Is that a way? Are there not other ways? Because there also are the women who are not interested in politics.
Yeah, I think that would help because naturally women tend to have solutions to the problems that bedevil them more than anyone else. For example, in Zimbabwe, we are trying to push a civil society to have a sexual harassment act put in place. We have engaged several female MPs to make them understand why it is important to have that act put in place. If you remember what transpired sometime early this year, where we had members of parliament, I remember there was Honorable Dabita Kumalo, Honorable Linetti Kareni, who were harassed, beaten in parliament by the police and fellow men. That is unacceptable. If something like that is happening at the highest institution of policy making at parliament, what then will happen to women in the rural areas, to women in the ghetto? So if I believe that if you have more women in leadership, they tend to push for gender-sensitive policies, that would then help to deal with some of this culture. Because I think sometimes it's very difficult to knock sense on the mind of a man to say, this is really important to put mechanisms to stop gender-based violence in Zimbabwe. But most of the men, those of the leaders, they're actually perpetrators in their own right, either at family level or even at political party level. So I really believe that we need to get more women to raise awareness and sensitization within the communities, within the political parties, and have more champions for gender equality. That way it will help, and also punitive measures when it comes to perpetrators. Because if those people are taken away from our communities, the place will actually become a better place for everyone. Because as it is, it's really getting out of hand.
I watch Notella Zukurusa, Mzare Diwanukupinda Mchirongwa. Thank you so much for making time to join us tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Zulu Gandaba, that was Tabile Tewa yena. We are kutaza abantu, abesifazana, abasakhulayo, ukuthi ngenani kwezombusazwe ngenxa yokuthi yena ubona ngani. Women can answer the questions as to what women need. Lina lithini ngodaba lukhona ekudwini, bhalani imibonene ukukhasi lethu le VOA Ndebele kuFacebook. Lilakho njalo ukubhala inombolo zocingo. We will call you. Ngibona ukuthi kulo mnumzana uLucas Dube yena usebhalula inombolo, sizama ukuthinta singathola ithuba. Kukhona njalo uVusi Mpofu laye usanda ukubhala inombolo yakhe, sizakuthinta singathola ithuba. Kodwa let's move over to my second guest ongenayo kuhlelo, uNkosazana Sally Mlambo. Nkosazana Mlambo, unjani sisi wami, unjani?
Ngiyaphila, unjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila, injani impilo?
Hayi, impilo right.
Vele sesilesikhathi eside singakaxoxi.
Yeah, hayi, amalanga sengathi semaningi sokuthi.
Nanti udaba lukhona egudwini, Sally. The 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. I guess my first question to you is, how serious is it nxa sisikhangela izwe elifana leZimbabwe? Even extending to further than Zimbabwe, but nxa sisikhangela izwe kazi eAfrica.
You know, in indaba lezi gender violence, ku Africa sikhanya ingathi silokhu sibuyele emuva. Whereby uyabucabangela ukuthi kumele kube lokuthiyana ngokuhamba kwamalanga, ngithi uyabucabangela ukuthi abantu babe sebefunde okuningi, sebezwisise okuningi. Kodwa ngalesi sikhathi ma sikukhangele thina sibona ingathi sokusiba wesi. Okuthi ngezinye izikhathi you ask yourself ukuthi are we making any progress on issues as a gender violence, or we are not. But mina ngombono wami, because of our situations akhona in Africa, so ungathi vele sidinga ndawenye vele akukhanya ukuthi and akucaca ukuthi siyanga.
Sike sazwa usezwa uNkosazana Stabile Dewa yena ube khona kuhlelo. She touched on the role that the economic situation is playing in the country. Wena ukubona njani lokho?
The economy has, you know, it has played a very pivotal role. Ngoba abantu abaningi, especially abafazi, if you look at it, when things go wrong a lot in terms of the economic situation, the people who bear the brunt of whatever is going on, ngabo mama lamankazana, nxa sesikhuluma eqinisweni. Nxa abantwana bengadlanga, umuntu ohlukumezwa kakhulu ngakhonokho ngumama. So uyabona ukuthi yazi ngomumo walapha omama yibo abasebethwele nzima, omama yibo abasebezama ukuthi behlanganise kakhulu. Silabo mama omazakhela, silabo mama abafelokazi, silabo omama futhi abalobaba ezindlini, kodwa abanye abobaba vele abaprovide. So uyabona ukuthi i-group yabomama bona laba ikakhulu bona yibo aba-affecte kakhulu ngendaba zomkhonomi lezi esizikhanyeleyo. So you find ukuthi like a lot of young women, angithi, they are now doing a lot of unethical things so as just to put food on the table. They've become ama breadwinners as mulini zabo.
I say aguzo sali wathi ngithatha umlaleli and then I'll come back to you in 1 second, angithi.
All right,
Zulu Gandaba, that was a Sali Mlambo, Mjarem Sali Mlambo, Navo, Vane, Tingati, Kote Chirongwa, but a company, our own Shandanao, in a Chirongwa, Chukbatsira, Vechi Biki, Nevanukadzi. As in Luguzon, the name Terri, I have a listener, Ilomla connecting when he, Kola Terri, Arpa Chirongwa, Ongana, Wisha Longban. Arpa Narendani?
Hello.
Yes, Papa. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I was triple. Diana Parnar.
Parnar and Mazani.
I'm Koma Zurgu Fambe.
And this is Mkoma Maga. My name is Fios Amelio.
I was Nantrinani. I'm Murgu Fondra Murgupi.
Zimbabwe,
Chinoi. I was Akunda Zaganaka Kuchinoi Uko. If I'm at Sipa Moundering Pam Soro Penya at Nayonas in Trongam.
Yeah, what Zamutanya did he? I think long ago, the issue on the Rim Zimba. If I got here, Baba and I, as he is the owner of the one of the shifter. And that economic gender based violence in the country and the way of writers in Munica, Mumbang, Sina, Rubare, Mugata economic radio, Babana Maya, Vasa, Karsana, Bamba, Munica, Kamanda, Sugar, Matone, the Port.
Saga, Imurguti, Nyama. Muri kuti nyaya yemami rakaita upfumi hwenyika ndiyo imwe iri kuita kuti vanhu vanetsane muZimbabwe.
Ya, ndizvo zvekuti.
Saka
aiwa endaibe. Hello.
Ndiri kunzwa endirai mberi mukoma.
Ya, nayati political world build political parties. Kanika kufura nakana karipo zvimudzimai hafanenge atungamira. Dari pamsoro soro kira kuna kuchidzana kunenge kuchiitika rafambiri iyo inenge inenge itori violence based on gender. Since gender is neuroti munhurume kana munhukadzi. Saka vakadzi varingona kunge vachidzikitira political ground. Then in security sector tikataka last week iti takarohwa vadzimai netairohwa vanhu muchini muHarare. Mapurisa engurova chero haana kuzoda kurova ane saka that's a security gender based violence yakonda nemanyirira aita politics kuti munyika yedu yezimbabwe.
Aiwa takunzwai zvakanaka mukoma, kandai mazwenyu ekupedzisira tobva tapedza nemo.
Mashoko angu ekupedzisira ndengepo ngatigarise nemunyika ibeta kuni economic is in a country without violence. If you can get towards the improving economic, you can also reduce the gender-based violence based on economic tradition.
I watch a good night, and as good no pin, I'm strong when the crime is in us.
That's what I'm saying, Mike.
All right, Zimbabwe Mutuka was one of our callers. Usukuma yena use Zimbabwe uyasho ngempela uthi isimo somnotho kumele silungisiswe. If you fix the economy, uthi yena ubona ngani abantu won't be as frustrated, and then ingxabangxoza endlini emakhaya won't be as much. Lina lithini ngodaba lukhona egudwini +12024650318 WhatsApp. Abafisa ungixhuma live ecingweni +12024650318 2077. Now, early on when I introduced this program, I explained to you all ngalitshela ngempela ukuthi sikhangele ukunikeza amanye ama voices of abantu abesifazana across the African continent who are all explaining ukuthi bona what have they experienced when we're talking about utabalwe gender based violence. So as let's head over to one of the videos, lapho umuntu wesifazana was explaining an ordeal what she had to go through in January, whereby there was civil arrest in the country and I was bona eseshawa. Let's take a look.
Ma 12 tsosiku vakanoka vanoka vakanoka kekutanga tinaudaira vachinoka kechitu tinaudaira sinokundainzwa kechitiri vakasita zvokurova dhoni mukumbu pano patakatarikidza ndi vanabvunza ndikati ndiani zvikanzi fura dhoni ndakamuka ndakafura dhoni ndafura dhoni ndikaona ari masoja aripo 4 saka pau 4 wavo wana akanditirarapa ndakarara pamubhedha ndarara wani ndobvauya achibva andikwira ndobva adzika mumwe wacho wechitu ndobva auya ndobva andikwira vamwe vanga vakangomira vakabata futi vachibva kuda vachibva kwaenda vakangoti imi vanhu vasina varume ndimi vati kutsvaka ndimbokuziva vanhu vaisa matombo marodhi ndikati aina hapana zvandirikumbozivawo ende pakaitika chiitwa izi ndandiri munhu wekuti ndaingogara ndimboswera ndiri mupi ndiri munomba ndomashoko avakakwanisa kungotaura handisa ndiri munhu aingotya kuti kana ndikati ndiende kukana kupolisi ndaingotya kungoti ndosvika kuendisi ndakungonzi ndakutsvagirwa nyaya handina kukwanisa hangu kuenda mhanu rangokwanisa kuudzawo mwana warendrod wangu vandakangokwanisawo kuudza vanangotsvagawo mapiritsi engo ekunwa wangu panguva iyoyo
angai mapiritsi
kungotiwo ngoti pavamwe ndinogona kunge ndatakana utachiona kana chii zvongodzivirira mapiritsi anongesa kana mudumbu andakakwatisa
umwewo wevanhukadzi who experienced the ordeal of going through these violations lapho kwaqhamuka ubudlwangudlwangu elizweni in January, where there was civil unrest and kwabhaxabulwa abantu yena uthi ngempela wadlengulwa ngama ebutho. Ahiye ngilomlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo asizweni ukuthi bani okhona ecingweni khona mthereri ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo unjani ngibani okhona ecingweni
aweko kunanjani alikhuma lomluleki mkaphamela
hawu unjani mnumzana
hayi ngiphile njani
hayi siyaphila nantu udaba lukhona egudwini baba asizweni umbono wakho
yebo baba azangiyilandele kahle indaba le kodwa-ke ngiyacabanga ukuthi uhlukumezana ezindlini asiyinto elungileyo asiyinto eyakhayo and the same time angeke sithola i-economy yiyo ecausela all these things no that's not the case abantu bona kumele bazidisipline abantu kumele bazihlele kahle hhayi ukuthi babe under pressure because i-economy yiyo enikama-challenges not the case nengicabangayo ukuthi abantu abahlele kahle despite i-situation ekhona ezindlini understand siyawu-understanda mpela ukuthi abantu kulobudlwangudlwangu abantu abaphathananga kahle kodwa-ke ngingawuhlangana lo muntu wakho likhulile lonke awumphathe umama njengomama hhayi kumphatha njengomntwana not necessary not important
kuqakathekile okungakanani ukuthi abanye ikakhulukazi nxa sesixoxisana ngamadoda sesixoxa njengamadoda ukuthi abantu bazwisise ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuhlonipha amalungelo abantu abesifazana ngenxa yokuthi ngezinye isikhathi you hear amadoda besithi hayi indlela ubegqoke it's like she was inviting me ukuthi ngiyenze into engiyifunayo. How important is it ukuthi amadoda speak to each other to make sure ukuthi sizwisise ukuthi hayi kumele sihloniphe amalungelo abantu abesifazane? No means no.
Uqakatheke kakhulu baba, uqakatheke kakhulu. Ukuze kube lenhlonipho langekhaya, uqakatheke ukuthi bahloniphe omama. Bayenze njengabantu abakhulileyo, akubaphatha njengabantwana. Laba abantwana baphathwa njengobuhlayana. Kodwa kuqakathekile ukuthi sibahloniphe, sibenze njengabanye bethu. Singabaphathi njengabantu bokuza, hayi. Laba bantu baqakathekile ezimpilweni zethu ngoba ngangelayo umama angeke kube ngumuntu emphakathini. You have to respect their rights and respect for being there for us as well, yeah.
Hayi ngiyakuzwa mnumzana, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo.
Hayi kulungile baba, siyabonga.
All right, respect the rights of women. That's the highlight of umlaleli wethu uShilo ngempela wathi just because of the economic situation that does give you any right whatsoever ukuthi kube lo bungqondlwangu endlini for there to be any form of violence against women in your household. Abantu besifazana bayasho ngempela ukuthi wathinta umfazi wathinta imbokodo. Asizweni ukuthi abantu besifazana bona bathini ngalombono. Sali usakhona ecingweni?
Mm-hmm.
Now you heard the gentleman there talking about the economy and so forth. Now we've highlighted how the state of the economy is a contributing factor. Earlier on we played a video of how a woman was I don't want to call a victim, people call them survivors, a survivor of political violence. Now, as we move forward, what are youth supposed to do in Zimbabwe to ensure that their peers are now being respected, especially abafana? What are they supposed to do to ensure that amalungelo abantu abesifazana ayahlonitshwa, abomama, abosisi?
At the beginning of tradition, mbona ingathi our government is getting it all wrong, right? Like Angela, that you highlighted, there's been videos circulating from last week and so forth of women being victimized, right? And they are being victimized by people who are supposed to be our protectors, right? So what we are saying is that if a policeman is going to victimize a woman, how is a young man or a boy supposed to respect a woman when the government deems it okay for a protector to be victimizing them? So firstly, ngombono wami, uhulumende wethu yena umele yena eqakathekise umuntu wesifazane. Nxa bengamqakathekisa, nxa sethina sesifundisa abantwana, whether sibafundisa ezikolo kumbe ema-college kumbe e-university, ukuthi umfazi umele ebe ngumuntu oqakathekiswayo, umele ebe ngumuntu obanjwa, ophathwa kahle, siyabe kuqalisele phezulu khonale. You know, much as it should also start in a family setup. Umntwana ongumfana singamkhulisa vele simtshele ukuthi usisi wakho akatshaywa, omunye unkazana vele awumelanga umtshaye, umele umphathe kahle. Angithi umele umbone eyi-equal partner yakho, ya all equal, yafanana. Angithi nxa esephuma esiya phandle laphana, umntwana uzarespektha laye umntwana oyinkazana. But unfortunately, into eyenzakala kuma-family setup ethu amaningi yikuthi siqakathekisa abafana kube sokubuya unkazana. Yazi, ungathi sithi umuntu ngumfana ngithi bengulabanye laba abangelandaba abangamankazana. So at the end of the day, umfana yena ukhula eselengqondo zokuthi mina vele yimi o-special laba abanandaba. So even engahlukumezwa inkazana ngithi uyabe kwazi ukuthi akulandaba, they will not be accountable for their actions ngoba vele yinto evunyelwayo ku-society. So singakwanisa ukuthi sitshintshe ama-mindset wona lawo ukuthi abantwana sibabambe bebancane ukuthi besifundise ukuthi behle beqalise ukurespektha amankazana kumbe omama kumbe osisi babo labo ababakazi kuhamba kunjalo njani, kungasinceda phambili laphana.
All right, wathi ngikubamba umlomo, Sali, ngithatha umlaleli and then I'll come back to you, angithi. All right. Catch them whilst they are young. Teach them whilst they are young. Those are the sentiments of Salim Lambo. Litin, what about you? Kone kutunim. Tsaka kwa mwuse. So, extend 10 minutes. Wuse lo leto laba sakulayo. Pinda imchurongwa. Tinzo oma undrenyu. Asindubu zondine umu mtereri. Na ukanda oma. Zwa yake maviri matatu. Na tinzo yekuti arguti hiko. Kola kola mtereri. Ndino mkamchira imchurongwa. Che mcheve chidiki. Ndi anari popar nari. Mbano kone kwenye. Alo
wakulu wa mtua gogodi. Nagadi.
Martin, do you want to talk to me?
Gogode.
Aywa, mkoma gogode, shuru kufamba.
Zulina mivoga di koko.
Ndizo ezo, so muru kutufuendra muru kupi wa gogode.
Mbisoni andi South Africa.
Ndimi ka muru mwinyika inenge atoneza panyaya yo gender based violence.
Ndizo ezo, so mwana mengu wena.
Martin, tuzeo, gati ndwe kama ondre nyu wa gogode.
Asi maone kangu ndio kuti nyaya gender violence izi ndinoda kutenda Mwari nguva munhu murume nechikonzero chokuti kubvira kumusha changu yehondo iyo vaigona kunyatsa kuona kuti vanhu vechikadzi vanogona kuotorwa vachinyaya yasirwa chipuwa mugobudzinzinikandorana nacommunity inandorana nacommunity chaasingadi wodzoka pamwe mangwana wakagara inga
I'm in the air, what was cool, but I'm not in the air.
Ndati murume wese akika nyasa kuti anga zvezvo kubvira nguva yehondo vazhinji vaibatwa nevaidzoro zvemapepero vanenge vakanika makomuniti waya tobvapo touya kumuzinda umu vamwewo varume zvidhakwa kana zvadhakwa madzimai avapo kodzero dzavo dzakanaka tobvapo futi touya kuno ku kwandiri kunoku kunoti nesei nechikonzero zvinogona kuti ivo madzimai chikonzero zvinogona kutiwa kuti vanzarwowo zvimwe zvacho ava mai tekero oitwawo mazivano vamwe vanofamba ari mishwi chaiyo saka zvokonzera kuti munhu wogona kubata munhu iye asika nechikonzero chomapekerwo munhu zvakafanira nokuba inini karisi ya moto ya kango shamaku inachona uti mune karibu ya sina chumba ya kuba asine guna kuguna 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 hindi nini kuguna kuguna kuguna
ae watakunza zakanaka wa gogode tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda mchirongwa mkoma regaitipeo vamwe vateereri mkana wukutu wapinde unao mchirongwa andesi
kipapu
muzoke next week mkoma wangu
andile garandiji po
ae watinotenda zvikuru I am such a next time, but I'm going to go to the next time. So, Zulukanda bazakwazi umnumzana uGogode ukwele South Africa uthi uhulumende kumele asebenzise amandla wonke to make sure ukuthi amalungelo abantu abesifazana ahlonitshwe ngenxa yokuthi ngezinye izikhathi sometimes it's the police, sometimes it's the military who are busy violating amalungelo abantu abesifazana. Lithini ngodaba lokhona ekudwini mthwakazi omuhle sesiyafika vele emaphethelweni nohlelo, so we still have time for one or two more callers. Ngenani kuhlelo sizwe umbono wenu ngodaba lokhona ekudwini. Let's go back to Salim Lambo. Sisalu sakhona ecingweni. Manzi wavagogode vachitaurawo maundiro avo tipewo maundiro enyu ndozangu kuti you know your organization makutotangawo zvirongwa zvenyu zve 16 days of activism against gender based violence mobva matudzawo zvizere pamusoro pazvozvo asi tangai matudza maundiro enyu pamusoro pemaundiro avagogode
maonero echi
vagogode vangu vachitaurawo vachiti hurumende needs to start being more active needs to ensure ukuthi amalungelo abantu abesifazana ayahlonitshwa. So could you speak to that, and then on top of that leave it, you also tell us about e-campaign yenu eliyenzayo.
Oh, okay. I totally agree with yena umnuzana okade khuluma because you know we are talking about uhulumende omele you know etinte izinto elizweni lakhe angithi. So the moment when the government fails to uphold the rights of the women of the women in their own country, then it becomes questionable as to their genuineness towards the issue as a whole. So we are appealing to the government, that is the ministers, the members of parliament, and a whole lot of other people who can have influence towards government, right, to actually exacerbate on the need for the respect of women's rights, on the need to protect women and girls, on the need to know that a woman should be protected. Umfazi umele ebanje njengomuntu laye, not ukuthi sibone abafazi bebanje ingathi izinto ezingela ngcodo ku society. So sifuna ukuthi bona abalezihlalo lezi eziphezulu kakhulu bengaba yibo abadraft ama-policies ukuthi omama bazaprotectwa, singakuthakazelela kakhulu ngoba ngalesi sikhathi vele akucaci ukuthi i-government yethu iningaphi concerning indaba yabo mama.
Hayi, siyakuzwa.
Okay, then mfuna ukuthi thina njenge-organization, a platform for youth development, we have started on our campaign in the areas that we operate in, which is Chipinge. If you know Chipinge, you'd know that it's a very conservative area, very patriarchal, whereby we have a problem of women and girls not being respected, women and girls not being taken seriously, whose rights are always being suppressed at willy-nilly, you know. So we have started on our campaigns to try and sensitize the community to know that women are important. Women, they have value. They can actually assist in our communities economically, socially, or even politically as well. So that is what we are currently doing during this 16 days of activism. We are trying to alert our communities on the importance of a woman.
Now, Sally, unfortunately, time is wrapping up. We're down to the last 5 minutes. So as we wrap up the conversation, could you tell our listeners where they can find more information, and those that are looking to participate in your campaign, how do they reach out to you guys and how do they partake?
Okay. We have a PYD page. They can always come to our page, which is Platform for Youth Development. They'll find us there on Facebook. We are also on Twitter. They can find us on Twitter as well. PYD is there as well on Twitter. Then they can always, you know, follow our threads and follow our conversations that we are having. We also have offices in Chipinge, in Checheche. For those who are based in Chipinge, we have them by Chipinge Cross Point. They can always come there and we will, you know, we'll talk, and they can always attend our women's hearings. We have campaigns as well. We have galas, sports galas, drummers, everything. They can always find us there.
I wa tinotenda zvikuru muzvare mulambo nekuva nesu nhasi pachirongwa chedu chive chidiki. Thank you so much, and thank you for the work that you're doing in the communities.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, Zulukandaba, that was Salim Lambo, yena ngomunye wabasakhulayo, who has a campaign running that is alongside the lines of what the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence is doing. Now, as we wrap up, earlier on, ngilitshelile Zulukandaba ukuthi throughout the whole program, we're going to be giving you the voices of women across the African continent who are all speaking about their experiences, who are all speaking about what this campaign means to them. Throughout this time, kulabantu abadabuka kwele South Africa, abaphila kwele South Africa, vari kugara ku South Africa, vabopinda omuchirongwa ndikavabvunza zvikurusa kuti chii chiri kuitika ku South Africa, nokuti ku South Africa there's been so many cases where vanhukadzi vari kuurawa, vanhukadzi vari kurohwa, vanhukadzi vari kupondwa. Mambopindawo nemiwo muchirongwa mukataura mukati kuZimbabwe zviri kuitika zvekare. Just last week takaona mapurisa zvechokwadi, video evidence iripo, vachirova vanhu, pane vanhukadzi vakatorohwawo, umwe akatotyoka gumbo. Now let's head over to South Africa to see ukutibona abantu besifazana, what exactly do they have to say about the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Let's take a look.
We are not safe in the streets. We are not safe in the taxis. We are tired of men violating us, men talking to us as if we are their sexual objects. For me, it means it's now time for change. It's now time for a new South Africa, a South Africa where women are safe and free to go around and do what they want without feeling, without fear, without anything.
Gwele South Africa baya shuguti hai sisesi katele hands taneta taneta. We're not objects to be treated that way. Mtoka kumushe Zimbabwe mushe. Tashika kumaguma ichirongo chedu cha nasi. Asi muri Zimbabwe. I just want to let you know kuti isu se Studio 7. Sejo December ya kushika page go. Aiwa. Nesuo we're feeling a little festive. Saka if you pay attention to our Facebook pages, if you pay attention to our websites, you're going to be hearing more about our giveaways as the time approaches. Pay attention to our Facebook pages, websites, and more. Tsakaka mushe Zimbabwe mushe tashika kuma kube chirongwa chiri cha nasi ndinotenda munhu wese apinda muchirongwa nasi munhu wese anyora ma comments anokoneka ine mfaro ndini wenyu Mike Hove bye bye.